Everybody, I'm Haley,
and I'm Amy,
and this is the Amy and Haley podcast. Today's topic: fantasy football.
Woo! So first, I do want to ask you, Haley, are you going to be in a league this year?
No.
I do know that last year you had something on your whiteboard.
Yeah, so I do the Pick'em League thing, but it's not like fantasy football per se. I am doing that again this year.
Okay.
So hopefully I will be the winner. Probably not the winner, but beat my dad is the goal.
That's the real winner, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's my main goal. So are you doing it through work?
Yes, I'm doing it through work again. But because I think last year, I felt less pressure because I was thinking, I'm a newbie. It doesn't matter if I lose, because I could say, I'm new.
But now, you're the reigning champ.
Which is worse.
You know, there's a lot of pressure to perform and do well.
People will be watching me this time.
Yeah. Is it mostly people who were in the league last year?
Yes.
So, they all know.
They know, yeah, they're out to get me.
Do they post it? Like, Amy was the winner last year.
Yep.
So everybody knows.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there was a trophy, like like traveling trophy.
Yeah, that you have for now.
So I had it, and then I like took a picture with it, and I was like featured on the newsletter.
Oh, nice.
So
perfect.
Now everyone is out for me.
Mm-hmm.
When they were kicking off this league this year and trying to recruit more people to join, the people, I didn't realize, are very competitive. And so there's this whole email chain where they're like, Amy, you're going down. I'm like, wow. I didn't expect, like, smack talk, but okay. And then other people were like, oh, yeah. Well, at least we should recruit more people so they can be at the bottom of the rankings. Well, I reign at the top and destroy Amy. I'm like, wow. I don't know how to smack talk back. I'm just like, ha ha ha, the trophy looks nice.
That's good smack.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
the best I could think of, like, in the moment.
Yeah. No, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It would have been funnier if I took a picture with the trophy and I was like, mine.
Yeah.
Kissing it. But yeah, so I was saying pressure because in reality, people have strategy. For these things, right? There's a lot of articles, there's a lot of TikTok saying like, oh, you should draft this person first, or this is how you should do it. Honestly, I was just like, whatever they recommend me, I was just like, next. And this time it's in person. Before
Ooh,
it was hidden.
That's now. Exciting.
Yeah, it's tomorrow, actually.
Oh, is it after work?
No, it's during work
Okay,
hours.
That's ideal.
Yes.
I was gonna say, it seems... I'm not sure whether it should be during work or after work. I feel like it's a work thing. So
right,
it should be
during work. Like employee engagement. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Do you have notes? Did you do any kind of like your prepping?
Okay, so I'm going to be real honest with you. I saw some TikToks and I was like, this is great. Save.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, I'm going to write this down. But then I'm like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Because everyone has different things to say, so you have to collect what they're saying, organize what they're saying, and then decide if you're going to do what they recommend.
Yeah.
So I think, like, I'm just going to do what I did last year.
Okay.
It worked for me.
That sounds good.
Just pick what Yahoo Sports recommends.
Yeah. So you guys aren't doing it, you're still doing it, like, through the computer.
Yeah, so it's, like, everyone has their laptops, and I think they're going to have, like, one that's, like, connected to the big
screen.
Okay.
And then... As, like, the, like, moderator
right,
guy.
Right, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Did I tell you about this week's thing? Like, it's a potluck? Did I tell you about that? So, I've never participated in, work potlucks before. And so, in my head, I was like, oh, it's just, like, a friend potluck.
Mm-hmm.
Where, for me, I usually just, like, buy things for our friend potluck and bring it. So, I knew I had to go for something easy. So, I went, like, veggie sticks platter. And I'm like, that's what I'll bring. Nice and healthy. And then after I went, people started saying like, "Oh, I'll bring homemade sliders. I'll make homemade wings. I made a salad dressing with fresh arugula and quinoa." And I was like, "Wow, I didn't realize people were so serious about."
Yeah.
I guess welcome to the real world for me.
So are you sticking with your guns?
I have to.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like I'm like got peer pressured into like, oh, actually, no. And also, this is the day before, so it's too
Yeah,
late
it's too late.
now.
That's true.
Yeah, so I'll probably pick up something on the way there.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. Has your work had potlucks?
They did. I did not participate because I didn't want to have to think about it or anything like that.
It's stressful.
Yeah, it's stressful. You have to think of something that people would like, and then you have to like make it. And I was like, I would rather just not, honestly.
Because it has to be good.
But also, and that's the thing, it's gonna be on Wednesday for you. It's so weird when it's during the week, and I'm like, you want me to cook something not on the weekend? Like, during, I come home from work and I have to make something? And then remember to bring it to work? I was like, no. Yeah. And then I don't like the small, I just, the small talk around potluck also is like, oh, you know, and then they're talking about your food and you're looking to see if they like it. And then sometimes people at work are so opinionated
Oh, yeah.
and you're just like, it's not my job to make you happy. Really, I'm gonna just bring whatever. And if you have something to say, it will hurt my feelings.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. So I figured it's best. I don't want to get my feelings hurt. So instead, I don't do anything. I don't eat anything. I'm like,
Yeah.
that's fine. I do not have to be in the potluck at all.
Yeah.
I would really prefer not to.
I totally feel you. Because the thing is that with work potlucks, I think in a way it will define you. Like people will remember. Like, oh yeah, remember when Haley made that chili for the potluck? It was good. Or don't eat Haley's chili.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just buy something. It's not, you're not committing anything. You know,
Yeah.
it's like, that's my potluck story.
Okay, well, I'll be excited to hear how it goes.
Yeah, me too. So I watched this TikTok, what, because, you know, I'm on fantasy football talk now, right? Once you like one thing, it's
Yeah.
your whole For You feed. So there was this one where it says how to play like mind games when you're drafting live.
Oh, right.
So there's like these five sayings. So some people like, oh, trick them by saying like, oh, good thing. Like, whoo, you picked that guy. Or like, oh, he's still there.
Yeah.
Right? So.
It's like, have you seen that? It's on a talk show or something, but it's like basically, maybe it's called Carrot in a Box or something like this, and you have two guys on a table, and one guy looks in his box, and you want to have the carrot at the end.
Okay.
Okay, so one guy looks in his box, and he's telling the guy basically, trying to get him to do what he wants to do so that he ends up with a carrot, right? So
Okay.
either you have to come, and so then that other person can either decide to take the guy's box or keep his own box.
Oh.
I feel like that's what it's like. You're
Yeah.
trying to get everybody to not take the person that you want, and you're saying
Right.
a bunch of stuff, and depending on how it goes. So don't listen to anybody, Amy.
Exactly. Gotta
Exactly.
just put them on my AirPods. It's like I'm there, but I'm not there.
I'm so easily swayed.
No, me too. If someone says something like, oh, good, she got that one, I didn't want him, or something.
Yeah.
Or like, ooh, I'd lose it.
Yeah, or especially if they're purposely trying to get you to pick someone who's bad, and then you
Yeah.
pick them, and then if they make fun of you,
Yeah.
I will slap you.
It's over.
Do you have someone from your other team that you're like plan, you know,
Like
you have
putting ahead.
designs on? Yeah.
No.
No.
Because I actually forgot everyone I got on my team.
There was no one on your team that you're like, yeah, this is a money guy. Okay.
I mean, yeah, no. Because, okay, last year, I didn't get like the top picks. Like I was probably like in towards the end. And so all the big names, you know, I'm
Yeah.
not a huge football person. So all the big names were gone, and then And then there were, like, people who were, like, recommended next, right? Like, oh, you
Mm-hmm.
should pick him. So I picked them. But since they're not big names, I'm just like, cool.
Yeah,
You,
I got you.
you're awesome. But you have been forgotten. But I do think that the people with the big names, they were saying that some of them are, like, injury prone. So it might work out better that I just don't know anything.
Yeah, I do think it can work in your favor if you don't know people, because not necessarily the big names aren't the best players to pick. But I don't know much.
I just heard you don't want to choose a quarterback
First,
first.
I've heard that
So we know that much. That's good.
So don't make that
No,
rookie mistake.
I think I've actually saw that last year.
You're like, I won't do that.
Yeah, I'm good enough to know not to do that.
Because I feel like running backs
Right?
are good point people.
See, that's what I think too.
Okay.
Yeah, or like wide receivers, because they're like, in my head, I'm like, they're out wide,
And
so you'll get more,
receiving,
yeah,
exactly.
receiving. Yeah, sometimes I do think though, I've watched some football games. The running back, like, you have to be good, or like your like O line has to be good so the running back can run
Yeah.
far. But like
Yeah.
sometimes you watch and they just like run and
Straight into the
yeah,
people.
and they
Yep.
stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, you're not gonna get any points like that.
Yeah. But sometimes they eke through, and I'm
Which is
like,
cool.
ooh.
Which is really
Yeah.
cool.
That's what you want to see.
Right. That's the ones you want to get on
Yeah.
your team.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not like, right, there are so many that may not be not that good, so you want to. But whereas, like, quarterbacks are. They throw all the time,
Yeah, right,
right?
exactly,
Is
yeah.
what I'm thinking.
I think
Do
you're
you
right.
get more points? I don't know how the points work, but in terms of if the quarterback runs the ball versus if he throws it, because if he throws it, then the points go to the other guy who caught it.
I
You
think
know, like it's
they
not.
get both.
Okay.
But I see what you mean. Because in a way, the quarterback's doing what the running back is supposed to do, right? Like
Yeah, so
run.
does he get the yards and, you know, like you get double. If he
Yeah.
does it himself.
So, listeners,
Oh!
I have no idea. We'll just be asking these questions. Answer the comment. Answer the comments of our Instagram post promoting this episode, because we don't know anything.
Yeah. My dad would know.
Yeah.
It's funny, because this is a side note, but at work, we have this little dolly that carries like all the case boxes and stuff, and so we have this like little electric pump to pump up the wheels.
Yeah.
And so my boss was like, "Hey, can you fill that up?" And I was like, "Sure." You know, and it's just basically like kind of one of those ones you use to pump up your tires, like your car tires.
Okay.
So the same idea.
Yeah.
She had just hand, and it was like the end of the day. You know, it was like 4:45, which means I'm out in like 10 minutes. You know, and I'm
Yeah.
like, I don't have time to like figure out this new thing and really know. I know how to pump up a car tire. Okay, I know how to do it.
That's good.
And but I'm, you know, she's like, can you do this real quick right before the day ends? And so I'm like trying to do it, and then it ended up that the guy who's the boss came out and was like watching me do it. So
Okay.
he's like. He's like, no, you're doing it all wrong. So he comes out and basically like does it himself. I
That's
seen it.
nice.
No, Amy, I
Oh.
was supposed to do it, and he had to come out, you know, and do it. And I was like, oh, my dad's gonna be so disappointed. It's like that. My dad talks football. Ideally, I should be listening, but no, not really. It just whoop, goes in one ear and out the other.
I think that's okay. Totally okay.
It's irrelevant because I don't play fantasy football, so it's all
Yeah.
good.
Yeah. That's right. But I also, side note, I think you're really cool being able to pump a car tire. Because I cannot. And you may think, wow, that's easy. But I do not know, and that's fine.
No,
I'll call you.
it's not easy.
You can help me.
Well, yeah, it was a struggle
Yeah.
because when my car broke down, it's
Yeah.
like you know, but in unusual situations, you don't know. You
Yeah.
need your exact tool that you're used to. My car broke down. I mean, I got a flat, and so the guy came to change out my tire. The tire was like flat.
Yeah.
So he was like, can you go? You should go to a gas station and pump it up. And I was like, okay. I go to the gas station and I'm kind of confused because I think it's supposed to be free, the air in
Yeah.
California is supposed to be free, but it
Right.
has like a pay
It's
thing.
a trick.
It's a trick.
It's a trick.
You knew.
To get people who don't know.
Yeah, but I'm, like, confused because then how do I get the error to go on? So I'm, like, trying to Google it. I'm like, it should be free. Like, is it free? Why is there a thing? Because, and you have to go on and talk to the cashier, obviously, to go turn on the air
for
you, basically.
They want you to do social interaction.
Yeah. And then the thing is that the one I have at home has a gauge already on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, like, pump it up and it, like, gauges for you.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, you do it, it's like a hidden gauge.
Yeah.
And so when you let go, the dial thing pops out.
Crazy.
So I didn't know. I only know the one that I have. And I was like, also been trying to Google that.
Yeah.
Like, where's the gauge to tell me how much air is in my tire?
Yeah.
I'm like not figuring it out. And so
yeah.
I go inside. I'm like, hi, sir.
Can you
explain? Stereotypical woman doesn't know anything, but he kind of spoke like broken English, so he didn't really know what I was saying.
Oh no.
Like, he was like, oh, you can go over there and like try and buy one. I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
anyways, and then I guess I just figured it out, and I was like, oh, duh.
That's awesome. You're my hero.
No, I am an idiot.
But you figured it out. So, it doesn't matter how you got there.
It does matter how you got there.
You got there.
It was an overwhelming time for me. I was like, dang. But yes, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. My hero.
In a slight turn of topic.
Yes?
I was picking the name for my
team.
Like, yeah. And so I was trying to think of something like punny.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose one.
Okay.
And I told my dad.
And he took it.
He didn't get it.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm
so I'm
scared.
Going to tell it to you.
I'm scared. Okay.
And I want you to tell me if you like it.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
So I chose So Good It Hurts.
Yeah! I like it! Like Jalen Hurts?
Yeah,
Eagles.
Okay, nice.
Like,
yes.
Nice.
Thank you. Yes, I told my dad that. And he was like, it doesn't have anything to do with football. And I was like, no, are you serious? It's funny, because his team name is Crosby Can't Sing, But He Dances.
Is there a
Maybe
player
it's...
named Crosby?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't know. I had to Google it.
Yeah.
Apparently, Max Crosby plays for the Raiders.
Don't know him.
Me either. But if you want to take him, he dances, says my dad.
I love it.
Thank you.
That's really, really great. That's a good one.
Thank you. I thought so. I was stuck between, I had some options.
Mm-hmm.
One was just a straight up, you know, Sunday SmackDown. As like an in your face
yeah.
sort of, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's this one that was like, no punt intended.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I was going. And I went with that one because that one was like a football player, you know?
Yeah.
And then I told my dad and he didn't even get it. And I was like, Dad, Jalen Hurts? He was like, oh, does he even play? I was like,
he was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Like, he played in the Super Bowl. I was like, am I crazy? You got it.
It's really good.
Thank you.
You have a great mind.
Thanks.
Because I saw there were people making Taylor Swift fantasy football team names.
Okay, so what you got?
It was, you're on Mahomes, kid.
Oh.
there was Shake It Goff.
I like that one.
I forgot the rest of them. But
no, those are good ones.
Yeah, I almost got another one. Wait, it's coming. Death by 1,000 punts.
Okay.
And then, so I was, like, trying to think, like, oh, maybe I should come up with, like, a Taylor Swift, you know?
Yep.
But then I remembered, I'm superstitious.
Okay. So
I won,
sticking.
Yeah, with my team name.
Uh-huh.
Why would I change my team name?
That's true. What is it?
Gotta keep the good juju coming.
Is it Amy's team? I know it's...
Actually, when I first... So, because last year was my first time using the app.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't know you could change your team name.
Okay.
So it's whatever Yahoo Sports gave me. It is Amy's Top Notch Team.
I like it.
And that's my team.
I like it. It's a good
Thank
one.
Thank you.
It's good.
Just, you know, straight to the point.
Yeah.
I'm top notch.
Yeah.
So if I win again this year, we know it's because I kept the team name.
Yep. specifically because of that. And if you, I don't even want to put it in the universe.
Yeah,
I
that's,
was gonna say,
no,
nope, you're gonna win.
I'm gonna win. There's
yeah.
no other choice. But I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
Can you explain to me how your thing works again, like the pick-ums?
So, you basically every week, you pick who you think is going to win the games.
Okay.
And then you do a point value for every game out of 16. So, like, the one you're most confident in,
mm-hmm.
you know, for example, the Lions
mm-hmm.
versus the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're very confident that the Chiefs are going to win,
uh-huh.
you put 16 points on it.
Oh.
You pick the Chiefs, and then you put 16 points on the game.
Uh-huh.
Whereas, if you have something closer,
uh-huh.
like...
I'm thinking, I'm grasping the concept of this. Yes, keep going.
Because I was going to try and pick two bad teams. The Bears.
Yep.
Versus, I was going to say the Jags. But Trevor Lawrence was doing okay.
Maybe like the Texans.
Okay, yeah. If you have the Bears versus the Texans,
mm-hmm.
you're not quite sure who's going to win.
Yeah.
You give it a 1 point. But you pick the winner still.
Okay. So you, in a way, like, do every game. So say
yeah.
Sunday has, like, four games, let's say. Pretend.
Yeah.
And then you say 16 for the first game and 1 for the second game, and you can do whatever number you want per game.
So you do it for the games, you know, because it includes Thursday games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all the games.
Oh,
you know?
All the
so
games.
So Thursday, I would assume, I think it goes Thursday through Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So you pick them before Thursday.
Uh-huh.
So you have to pick the
all
games.
All the games.
Well, technically, you just have to pick the Thursday games,
mm-hmm.
and so if you forget to pick the Thursday games, you can still pick the rest of the games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't black out until the game's over, and you can't, obviously,
mm-hmm.
you can't pick anymore.
Yeah.
Or the game starts. I think it's, like, 5 minutes before the game starts or something. You can change.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah. So you have to do, you rank them through 16, because there's, like, 16 games.
That makes sense now.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't just, like, just do Sunday and pick... Like, you don't do 16 for all of them.
Oh, okay.
Right? You,
that
you
makes
do,
sense.
You have 1 through 16,
one through 16
and
ranked.
You have to rank
they're
them.
Ranked.
Yeah.
Okay. I had no idea. Okay. And, okay, so you rank them. Then what happens? Say the week ends, right?
Yeah. And so
what
then you just get all the points. So.
So if you, it's like betting, like you bet 16, so
yeah.
you get 16 points.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you lose the points if you don't get it?
No.
Oh,
you
okay.
Don't.
You just get. You just get.
Yeah, you just get.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah, that is really fun. Especially the ranking thing. Because it's like, it's so easy to just say, yes, win. Like, this
yeah.
person will win or not. But, like, to rank them, to be so sure of, like, something.
Yeah. And it does tend for me, because I don't really know much, is probably why. I don't really get the ones. I'm like, oh, for sure. Especially as the season goes on.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, for sure, win.
Yeah.
And then they lose.
Oh, yeah.
Or, but it's also, it's on the spread, so
mm-hmm.
it's not, I don't think it's straight up.
Yes.
So you give and take
yeah.
on the spread, right? You
mm-hmm.
know what that means.
Nope.
Oh. You're looking at me like you knew. You know, like when you bet.
Yeah.
And they, obviously, you can bet on who's the outright winner, but
mm-hmm.
in this case, you they, like, assign points based off. If the team's really good,
mm-hmm.
right, they could be plus or minus 14. So they have to win by more than 14
mm-hmm.
for you to get the points that they won.
But that,
so
do you
like,
play it like that?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a little more complicated.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so not outright winners.
And is it an app?
I think it might be, it's just through Yahoo Sports, like everything
oh,
else, so
okay.
you could probably sign up for one if you wanted to.
Yeah. That'd be too much.
You just pick the winners.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Well, you know we're competitive.
Yeah.
We play to win.
I know, so I was trying to do the research, but I felt like the more, I did the best the first week when I know nothing.
Yeah.
And then it gets to a point where you're like, oh, they're going to win, and then they lose because you think they're going to win, and
yeah.
then I'm overthinking it, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Overthinking's the worst.
Yeah, so it tended to be the ones that I was, like, toggling between,
yeah.
you know, are the ones I rank lower. And so, but if those are the ones I win, I ultimately chose correctly sometimes
Right.
versus the ones at the top that I'm like, oh, easy. That was incorrect.
That's
So,
cool.
yeah. It's something, it's fun so that you can still watch football and be engaged in it versus.
Not engaged.
Yeah.
So, for me, I mentioned there's a traveling trophy. For you, is there like a pot, like a money pot?
Oh, yeah. So you bet you pay $15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Money pot.
Yeah.
Is it number one takes all, or does second place get some?
I think they said top three gets money.
Oh, nice.
I didn't get top three.
But this year is your year. It's our
Yeah,
year.
it's our year. Well, you already had your year.
Again.
I didn't get it again. Well, you're more likely to get it again than I
Thank
am
you.
likely to get this, so.
No, because this time I know you're participating. So I'm sending you good thoughts,
Oh, okay.
good vibes each week,
Okay.
specifically for
Okay.
this.
Thank you.
Before I didn't know it, you didn't get any good vibes from
Oh,
me
okay. That's
for
what I was
this.
missing. Yeah,
Right.
yeah.
So, good luck, Kaylee.
Thank you. Good luck, Amy.
Thank you.
May the odds be in our favor.
Yes.
I'm
And yeah,
excited.
I know. Because now it's like, I don't know, like I could ask you actively about it. I'm like, yeah, go.
Yeah.
As if before I didn't ask you about it and you were just going through it by yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I would be able to say.
Just tell me, Amy, I won this. And I'll be like, yeah, you go, girl.
There was one person who last year we were like pretty close. I think she ended up beating me though. I took a rough tumble. But I was doing pretty good. My dad got better as the season went on and I got worse.
Oh,
So we
that's me.
were, he was like, I'm coming up on you. And I was like, please stay away from
Yeah.
me. So there was this girl that we were like, I was had my eye on her, but she
Yeah.
probably had no thoughts.
That
That's the worst.
is the worst. And I think I told you before too, where usually in things, I'm good in the beginning, and then I just become bad. So, like bowling, my arm gets tired. Or like in fantasy football, I too was started really well.
Oh.
And so I actually was going to lose that like championship round, but my guy came through and the other person forgot to switch in one of their players.
Oh, good
It only
job.
took one player. But you know, when you're committed,
That means it's tight.
it's all that matters.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you knew.
Yeah. I was like,
Championship was on the line,
yeah. I
and
logged on to my app, said, I'm doing this.
that's awesome.
Thank you.
So, is the guy who lost to you talking smack?
No, but I'm afraid he will in person.
That's
He's been radio
exciting.
silent. So far, the people who are talking smack are the ones,
Losers.
the one at
Big
the
fat
bottom
losers. Yeah, that's
rankings.
how it goes. That's me. That's me! I'm like, you wanna talk?
But you know, anything can happen. Like I said, I won by luck. And
No
so,
skill, Amy.
skill, it's all
Skill.
skill. Yes. So maybe each week we can just give a quick update. I'll say, Haley, I'm a winner, or Haley, I'm losing. That's all you'll get from my update.
Okay. That sounds great. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm
It
excited
should be
for
good.
you.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I like watching football.
Yeah.
It's a good Sunday pastime, I
Yeah,
think.
it is fun. I think it's grown on me over the years.
Yeah. Same.
So now it's like, okay, I can watch it.
Yeah, now I understand.
I know what's going on.
Yeah, I know what's going on. And I kind of know the players,
Yeah.
the names, some of them.
Yes. I think for me it might be mainly quarterbacks. Maybe like one or two receivers, and running backs. I'm sorry to the special teams, the
Yeah.
defense,
Yep,
the
don't.
O-line. I don't know
I know
you.
probably one. He
Yeah, maybe
might be
like
retired now.
Yeah.
The brothers, Watts, TJ and
Oh yeah.
JJ. I low key, not sure that's their name.
Yeah.
I know Travis Kelce,
Oh yeah.
potentially interested in Taylor Swift. That would be a power couple.
Yes. But that's it. In the knowledge world, I was following the Buccaneers because I like Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
But then it's funny because as soon as Tom Brady retired, I feel like all my knowledge is out the window. Ask me who's a Buccaneers player right now. I forgot. I was so good last season. No, no more.
Oh, okay. So you were a fan of the Bucs.
Yeah, so now I don't have a team.
I have been thinking that I want to get a jersey.
Ooh.
But I don't have a team either.
You should, yeah.
You have to pick one with a cute jersey. Because I
don't
do
get a
like
bad one.
Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a good player.
Yeah.
But the Ravens jersey, like, black and purple,
mm-hmm.
is not very cute.
It's not cute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Ravens.
So, maybe we could pick a team together.
Yeah.
And we could ride for that team.
Exactly. Maybe for this season, depending on who I pick, I'll be, like, watching games.
Yeah, okay.
Like, man,
yeah.
You too, watch those games. I'll let you know which one's cute and it
yeah.
catched my eye.
Well, to be honest, I'm kind of a Bears fan just because they're bad. And I like rooting for the underdog. I find myself rooting for the team that's not very good.
Interesting.
But I think their colors are cute. Why, you don't like the Bears?
Well, I hope you don't take offense.
I take offense.
Okay, take offense. But how can they really be an underdog if they're just bad? You know, like, I feel like in my head, I'm like, oh, an underdog story is like, oh, they're bad, but they have, like, a chance to win. They're working towards it, you know?
Are you saying they're not trying to win?
I mean, they've been bad for a while, right?
I know, Amy. That's why I think they should really build it up, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really rooting Justin Fields. He's a young guy.
I actually do know a few Bears fans.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think they're, like, loyal. They're
yeah,
like,
you
want to
be,
pro-
that's the other thing, I don't want to be a bandwagoner,
oh.
We're not going to be Chiefs fans, no, we're not going to be Rams fans,
mm-hmm.
We might be Detroit Lions fans,
mm.
Jared Goff,
okay,
they traded him.
Yeah, I just found that out like a couple.
Oh, really?
Becca, I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
But he played for Cal.
Oh, okay.
So
you know
I was rooting for the Rams, but then he was bad, and then they traded him to the Lions, and then I started rooting for him again, because I thought, you could be better.
Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, you were dragging the Rams down, but now you went to the Lions, a not so good team, but I believe in you now. Here in LA? Mm-mm. Over there?
Yes.
That's your team.
That's cool. I wish them the best. Maybe.
Bears?
All of them.
I believe them.
Wait,
so who are your contenders? Like, who are we going? What are the options here?
For what?
Our team.
Oh.
That we're choosing
just right
together.
Off the bat.
Yeah.
Without anything.
Well, basically just off last season, I
because
guess.
Because you've been thinking about this. I just.
Well, this is all from last season. I don't know anything that's happened now. I know nothing.
Well, it's hard because I was really focused on
the
Bucks.
Okay.
Right?
Well, because. We could be Bucks fans.
We could. I actually don't know who their quarterback is.
Yeah, I'm like, let me think.
Oh, Baker Mayfield?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Didn't he play for the Bears?
The Browns.
Oh, dang, I was so close. I'm also a Browns fan.
Okay.
My dad did not know. Just for the podcast listeners. I was thinking, I feel like he came from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I couldn't think.
So Baker Mayfield is the new Bucks quarterback. I used to think he was attractive.
And what happened?
Then I looked at him again. And I said,
Oh, you know what we should do? Have you seen those TikToks?
Yeah. Where they look at the guy and then they draft him based on... Oh,
yeah.
Like, no,
well, sort
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
But, like, know that I name a team, you look through their roster, and we both find who we think is the most attractive
oh, yeah.
person
we
on the roster.
We should do that.
That's
kind of
cute.
Fun.
In some pictures, he's cute. He's only 28, first of all. He looks way older than that.
He does.
See, in that one, he looks okay.
Mm-hmm.
All the other
it's
ones.
It's like the angle. Kind of like Luka Doncic.
Oh, yeah. So true.
That's
so
fun.
We could be Bucks fans.
That's true. I don't want to commit yet.
Okay. But when do you decide? Like, if you're going to choose a winning team
mm-hmm.
at the end of the season,
mm-hmm.
that's like
bandwagoner.
Yeah. I would prefer we didn't do that. But
if we pick the worst team this season, do you know who the worst team last season was?
I don't know, the Texans.
You have something against the Texans?
No, it's funny because I just never hear about them, so I just assume that they're bad. Like, when has anyone brought up the Texans in a talk? I'm like, yeah, they talk about the Bears. They even talk about the Bears. I don't hear about the Texans.
Maybe that means they're middle of the road.
Maybe.
The Texans are so far the worst. 3 wins and 13 losses. That's pretty brutal. I was talking to my friend about, as a professional athlete, would you want to play for a winning team but take less money?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they just in it for the money and they don't care what team they go to if they pay them a lot of money?
Mm-hmm. Are you saying me if I'm a person or just in general players? Is that the question?
In general players, are they in it for the money? Like, is that how they think about it? I mean, probably it's just a job, right?
I think specifically football, you got to do it for the money. You're not going to be playing for a long time.
Mm.
So just go in for the money.
But, I mean, we were talking about the Angels.
Mm-hmm. But they play longer.
That you were saying because Ohtani was playing for the Angels, which is not a very good team, but he was trying to carry them.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of similar in football. If you play for a better team, specifically as maybe a quarterback, if your team is better, you'll have less sacks.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually play longer
mm-hmm.
than if you go to a bad team and you get hit all the time.
That's true. That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
I'm not sure if that even plays any kind of factor whatsoever.
I mean, it could. Because you play longer. Like, the money will add up if you're playing longer and taking less.
Yeah.
And you're paid.
Because I can't imagine, you know, as competitive people, I can't imagine my career being a professional athlete and losing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And athletes are very competitive people, but is it different because that's their job?
Yes.
So they're actually less competitive or more competitive?
I think that it's like split.
Okay.
Because you know how there's always those people who play because they like love the sport.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's like for competitive people, it's like how can you love it if you don't win, right?
Yeah.
But there are people who play because they just enjoy playing. So to answer your question, I think that's how they can keep playing if they're on a sucky team. Because they're like, oh, like you said, it's like my job, and I just like enjoy playing football.
Yeah.
So I'm just out there.
I don't know if it's just because I'm not like that at all.
Yeah, you're very competitive.
But do you think there are a lot of people who just like to play the sport with not really any competitive drive? They just like to play the sport? Because here's the other thing. If you're good, are you not good because you're competitive? No non-competitive person
exactly
is very good, right?
Exactly.
Because that's like the drive to be good.
Mm-hmm. So good people are competitive. Not bad people, but like
mediocre.
Yeah, mediocre. Yeah, you could be mediocre and like
yeah.
not.
Cause
there's a huge gap.
Yeah. Cause I don't think people who hit the higher echelons of sports got there because they were working super hard. You don't just naturally
right.
become
yeah.
a professional athlete,
mm-hmm.
right? That takes work and dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Can you love it and put in the work and dedication and not be competitive?
No. I think you have to be. Okay, because here's what I'm thinking. So, I'm a basketball fan, and recently people have been talking about Damian Lillard, who plays for the Portland Trail Blazers, and he is really good, but his team never makes it past the first round of the playoffs. Consistently, never. And so people are saying, like, oh, are you wasting all your good years in this team?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why don't you go to another team? And I think there was, like, some interview where he's saying that, like, oh, I just enjoy playing. Which is wild to me because I'm not, like you said, like, if you're good, you're competitive and you want to win. But I'm not sure where I'm like, is this just an anomaly? Just this guy who's good, who's like, you know what? I just enjoy playing for this team. I enjoy being in the city. Like, whatever happens, happens. Or is it, like...
Well, you don't think that was, like, a PR answer?
Oh, okay.
Because is it not also frustrating as a good player if you're playing with not good players? I can imagine that's very frustrating.
Definitely.
Especially in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just net carry the team.
But I do think... So, like, what I'm confused with, or I'm sure many people are, is, like, in this new season, world of basketball, when star players want out, they want out. Like, they speak out publicly, you
mm-hmm.
know, like, oh, I'm not going to play for this team. You trade me now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what has been kind of like a precedent now, where in a way it's like accepted
mm.
if you speak out against
okay.
your team. Your team will have to trade you because you obviously are not in the mindset to play for the team.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like weird for Damian Lillard to,
yeah,
like,
okay,
you have saying. The option to say you don't want to.
Yeah.
You know? So that's why it's like, interesting.
From an outside perspective, if I saw a player, or, like, I would like to leave,
mm-hmm.
in my head it seems ungrateful, because this is someone that you, like, drafted. So I appreciate his dedication to the team. That's not very good. Because, yeah, that's the other thing, is that, so, for example, the Ducks are not very good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, my dad and I were talking about this guy that we had drafted a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the whole thing, is that you draft them, and then you put in the time and effort
mm-hmm.
to make them a player.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he was, like, when whatever the trial period is up, or however it works, he didn't want to sign with us, and then he signed with a different team. And
mm-hmm.
that's kind of, like, very taboo
yeah.
to take all of their time and effort, and then you don't sign with the team that, like, drafted you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a content. So there was this thing, this past draft, we were, like, supposed to get number one, but
mm-hmm.
obviously it's a lottery,
yeah.
so we didn't end up getting number one. But even then, people were saying, would you want to pick, and that's the other thing, is that we were number two, but we actually picked sort of the number three guy, and people were saying that it's because the number two guy specifically spoke about wanting to play for a different team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wanted to play for Columbus.
Yeah.
And so then it kind of started talks of, are we going to listen to what he wants? But then it's like, he could just be another of that other player that we draft him, and then he doesn't sign with us. So
yeah.
wouldn't you want to, like, why would you want to sign someone who's been active that they want to play for a different team? So I thought it was like, I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of talks, like, behind the walls and stuff like that, but that we didn't sign him, I'm not sure if that came into play whatsoever. I only have what we have from the media. But, you know, I think it's important to not sign someone who, like, doesn't want to play
mm-hmm.
for you.
Yeah. I think lately, like, maybe, like you're saying now, for across all sports, the power has shifted more
yeah,
towards
to
the players.
Players.
Yeah, they have this this safe space where they could just say things now,
yeah.
and then the organization has to kind of bend
yeah.
for them, because if they don't want to play, then it's like, what can you do?
Yeah, but you know how there's that stereotype that, especially in the workplace,
mm-hmm.
the, you know, boomers are like, oh, our generation is so ungrateful, blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah. I can totally see that if I were a player and I'm, like, an older player, and now I'm seeing these young kids come in who can just say whatever they want
mm-hmm.
and go wherever they want and think they can do whatever they want. I would be like, no, you have to put in your time playing for a bad team. That's
yeah.
just how it goes. You don't get to just, like, but it is how it goes now. And I feel like if I was them, I would be resentful.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'd be like,
sure.
you have to play for a bad team.
You do your time.
Yeah.
You just come into the league and just play for a good team.
Yeah, but now you could just say whatever you want to the media and kind of, like, you have people rally behind
yeah.
you because of all of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. We love sports.
Yeah, we are sports people. We may not be the biggest football people,
mm-hmm.
but we're overall sports people. Like,
yeah.
we're an all-around sports person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that we can talk about it. I don't know much
yeah.
about basketball. I know something.
I wish I could say
something.
I knew the same amount of basketball.
You know something.
I mean, yeah, I mean.
You go to the Honda Center all the time for
yeah.
work, so clearly.
Yeah. Yes. I just want to do you proud sometimes. I was just like, remember
you
that.
You do me proud.
Because this is an important sport to you. That's
Aww,
why.
That's sweet.
So if I say that I know some things, I have to mean it. I don't want to just
oh.
throw it out there.
Well,
yeah, so
then in that case, I don't know much about basketball.
You played 2 weeks on a sports camp.
That's true. 2 weeks.
I did not play 2 weeks in an ice hockey camp.
So there you go.
You're allowed to say you know some things about basketball.
Well, the one thing about basketball is that I always get really, really confused by the fouls. I literally don't understand them. And it just depends. They see whatever they want to see. I don't get it.
You want to know what I think is confusing? Why does the puck start in different areas during the game? I'm confused. Is that a foul? So they have to start in a different area?
The same thing for basketball. You start wherever the ball goes out. It's
but their
like
puck
that.
Doesn't go out. Is that why? Oh my gosh. But no, it isn't. But I'm going to say it again because I've said it before.
Oh my
I love it when they come out. It's like they know what they're doing.
It is so weird to me that you have to wait for the player to come on. That is so confusing. And I'm also very confused. Is it just like, I'm tired and I would like to come off now? Is that how it goes? Or is it like, someone else brings someone else on and you're like, okay, well, this is a guy I got covering that guy, so you're out, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You just cycle through them?
Yeah.
You know? Yes, sir, please. I would like to come out now.
Yeah.
Or is it like, this guy wants to go in, and so he's like, hey, I'm coming out for you.
Yeah, it's both. Sometimes they're tired, so their backup dude comes in for them. Sometimes it's like, oh, this guy needs to switch for this guy because there's, like, a mismatch on defense.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing good on defense. This guy
yeah.
is better.
You're going to cover him
yeah.
instead.
It's both. But for you, ice hockey.
It makes sense. You just come in.
Yeah. Just come out.
But it's a line. Like, you play together like this. Basketball's like... single individual people, and you have to wait there. You're like, guys, I'm in on the next dead ball or whatever, and then you just stand there.
Wait.
And sometimes they kneel.
Wait, it's a group, like their offense and the one's defense. Is that what it is?
Yeah. So you have three guys on the offense and two on D, and
mm-hmm.
normally you have pairings.
Uh-huh.
So they're together.
Oh. I thought it was like bros. I want to go next. So when you see movement coming towards me, I go to the front because I want to go next.
Well, it's kind of like that, but in lines,
in
groupings,
okay.
Yeah. You're the next one up.
Cool. It's an amazing sight from someone who doesn't, you know, often watch. That's like my favorite part.
It's a good part.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
like they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Basketball? It's very interesting.
love sports. So many football season.
Sports. All right. Song time.
Song
I hope
time.
You enjoyed us. We can talk about sports all the time.
I know.
I want to pick a song that has to do with sports.
See, I was going to say that.
But I can't think of anything. Something with the word ball in it,
yeah.
maybe.
Something that makes you feel like you're playing a sport. Something that could be a sports song.
What would be a sports song?
You know, like,
radioactive. That's fair. Maybe something you play, like, when you work out?
Yeah.
Okay, I have one, I think.
Tell me.
Okay, Anti-Everything by Lost Kings.
I love that song.
It's so good! Right?
I hate waking to something in the morning.
Why do you make it sound country? In the morning.
Sorry, that's a good song. I forgot that existed.
Song. Right?
Well, now I have to have a good song, too. Oh, such a good song. I don't remember if I recommended this. Have you heard Miracle by Ellie Goulding and Calvin Harris? So before I didn't like it because Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding have, like, pretty good songs together.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I need your love, I need your time, do-do-do-do-do. Anyways, so then I had that in my mind. I'm like, it has to be perfect. And then I listened to the song, and I was like, I didn't like it. But then after a while, it grew on me, and it was pretty poppy.
Okay.
So, that's my song.
Okay, good. I'll have to give it a couple listens.
Yeah,
then,
give it
before I decide. Okay.
Wait. Also, did you recommend the song? Because I was listening to it and I'm like, oh my gosh, I like this. But I'm like, how did it end up? Last Call by Will Woodley.
Yes. You like it?
Yeah,
it's
like
good,
it.
Right?
Yes, I like it.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, I often play through my liked songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's this? This is good. I do like it. That's great news.
Yes. Well, thank you everyone for joining us for this talk. About sports.
Yes.
Overall.
Football.
Football.
Wish us luck.
Goodbye.
Bye.